Good morning, Leo.
Morning, Darren. How are you?
I'm okay. So you had your public consultation meetings on the weekend at Turners Beach. How did they go?
Well, to put it bluntly, Darren, the vast majority of people thought they were a sham. We were told by Michael Ferguson on the 27th of May that all our questions and everything would be answered at these public consultations. The consultants that were there couldn't answer very few questions. We asked them a number of questions about the MCA, like the multi-criteria assessment, and why the lease residents were kept out of that. Michael Ferguson said that would be presented at the at these public consultations. All they'd done, they put up a poster with showing that this is the MCA and all the boxes were ticked, that everyone, the preferred option was an overpass. Here, this is it, and nothing else. And we asked the consultants, why is this, and where's the options that were offered by or told by Michael Ferguson that would be on display? And they said, oh, well, that is the multi-criteria assessment. And that's how the decision was made.
Right, so just clarifying, Michael Ferguson wasn't at those meetings, was he?
Oh, not that I know of, no. No, we know that Felix Hollis attended a couple and a few of the councillors and things like that.
Right.
But because, you was only allowed to go to one, we went to the first one on Friday morning. But the other thing, back in May when we met with Michael Ferguson, we said we want to see the outcomes report from the 2018 assessment, the 2018 consultation. He said, yes, all this will be available to you. Now, there was none of that. And every question we asked the consultants, they said, we'll have to get back to you.
Right.
We asked them why there wasn't any options. Well, go back a step. The feedback form asks you which of the two overpass options do you prefer. Would you like anything else included in further discussions that may be considered, including roundabouts or speed reductions or anything like that? But, to most people that jump online and fill in their feedback form, what they'll see is which of the two options do you prefer?
Yeah.
So, and there's a number of things. They put a little design up for a roundabout on the Short Street intersection, which is where we said it needs to be down on the Leith Road intersection so that there can be access to both sides of Leith. Department of State Growth Design, one of the people said to the engineer that was there, he said, so where do the people from South Leith access this? And he said, oh, we'll deal with that later. And then also on the other side of the highway, south side, we've previously brought up that there's no access for the five or so houses along Leith Road. What they've done now, they've dodged up the artist's impression. They've put two driveways up off two of the houses, up onto the embankment coming up, leading onto the overpass. And we said to the consultants, so how high are those driveways that are coming straight out in front of the people's block that are having 7 or 8 metres taken off them already? We said, what's the height of that overpass at that point? And they said 4 metres. So two families have to come up a near vertical bank, 4 metres high, sit at the top of that bank in between Armco guardrails, and then try and dodge out onto the traffic. I mean, this whole thing, like, it's beggars belief. Like, we've had a couple of the people from Leith here are actually engineers, and they said this is just beyond belief. And we had some people outside doing exit interviews for people who wanted to, and they said the vast majority of people that come out of there said that was nothing but a whitewash and a sham just to tick the boxes and say, look, we've held public consultations. A number of the questions weren't answered. We asked, they said, about the decision. They said, oh, there's no final decision being made, but every bit of paper that you had there had said the Leith overpass project.
Well, if they're giving you a choice of two overpass proposals, then obviously it's going ahead.
That's correct.
Has anyone given you a timeline as to when compulsory acquisition will start?
Well, they're saying that that's not going to start until this so-called consultation is all done and dusted.
Right.
They're trying to claim now that this decision hasn't been, well, for a start, they're claiming it hasn't been made, no final decision, yet all the paperwork and everything at the consultation events clearly showed that you have two options. So it's been a foregone conclusion. And we asked the consultants why the lease residents as primary stakeholders, which they list the people that are having their homes taken as primary stakeholders.
How many are there? How many houses, Leo?
At the moment, there's two. But if you look at over the other side of the road, there's a total of 9 properties affected. And the people on the bottom side, on the south side of Leith, their properties are going to be shortened back off the road by at least 7 or 8 metres.
Right.
And in the information package that we got, they said once the contractors start on the overpass, they can take as much land or property as what they need to complete the property. Now, when you've got an overpass with an embankment there that they've hastily and dodgily drawn in 2 driveways out of, all the government's done is they've done a good PR thing and saying, look, here we go, a couple of people have got to sacrifice their homes for the greater good, which they're still saying is road safety. Now, if it was road safety, Darren, why didn't they fix it years ago? This has been going on since 2008, 2009, and even one of the people in Leith that's a proponent of the overpass at the moment, he was calling for a reduction in speed limit back then.
Did they mention that they'll be having more public consultation or what?
What they did tell us at the meeting was that they're going to have pop-ups, which will be basically like a street stall in Devonport and Burnie at some time. We're not sure when, and they wouldn't say. And I asked one of the consultants that, and she said, oh, you're not banging on about the Harvest Moon conspiracy, are you? I said, oh, excuse me. You know, I said, look at all the facts. I said, this is supposed to be for road safety first up, and now they've changed it a little bit to be road safety and efficiency of the Bass Highway. I said, if it was road safety, why don't they comply with their own Towards Zero road strategy policy, where it clearly states that reduced speed limits and or roundabouts on to replace intersections are the most effective means of reducing road accidents. Why would you go against your own national road design policies and your own state, you know, accident reduction policy and build an overpass that doesn't need building, is going to take out people's homes when there's a hell of a lot cheaper options there?
We'll leave it there. Where do people access that petition? I know I've seen it. It's quite a lot of comments and people have got on that petition. Where do they go again?
Go to the either the Leith Community website or the Leith Community Facebook page.
Yep.
And you'll find a link on both of those to the petition. That petition's got well over 3,700 signatures on it now.
Yeah.
And a lot of the comments there are saying, why are you doing this? Why don't you just reduce the speed limit? Now, surely 3,700 odd people can't be wrong.
You know, they've given you 2 options for an overpass, and it seems that, well, it's going to go ahead regardless. And I guess now we just wait till they decide to start work.
Well, basically, they've given us a guideline. They reckon that the only thing they reckon is that this process will go on for another 2 weeks or so.
Yeah.
And then they'll make a decision, and then from there, they never really defined anything, but they said then it will go to, which we assume is the next step, is the serving of the notice of truth and all that.
Yeah, all right.
And to continually keep saying that the decision's not made is an absolute load of rubbish, because they've already done the surveys back in 2020. It's farcical. If it wasn't so damn serious, it would be a joke. What we would like to see now, we're inviting Minister Ferguson to an open debate on this with all the facts out front. And at the end of the debate, if he can convince people and the public and the Leith residents that this has been carried out in an open and transparent manner, well, then I'll eat my socks, and I'm not prone to eating socks.
So, all right, that's a good way to finish. Yeah.
We'll say at the challenge on your show to Michael Ferguson, we are willing to debate him on this. Let the public decide.
All right. Thanks a lot, Leo.
No, thank you very much, Darren.